AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling for new elections in Israel.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has lost his way.
He calls Netanyahu an obstacle to peace in the region amid a growing humanitarian crisis in Gaza.
Now is the time for courageous leadership. After Israelis and Palestinians have experienced so much horror and loss of life, to not have something meaningful come out of this war would be doubly tragic.
Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says Democrats have an anti-Israel problem.
Israel is not a colony of America, whose leaders serve at the pleasure of the party in power in Washington. Only Israel's citizens should have a say in who runs their government.
In Texas, the third test flight of a SpaceX rocket got off to a promising start. Starship made it farther than two previous attempts, but the spacecraft was lost as it descended back to Earth. Two test flights last year both ended in explosions minutes after takeoff. A major storm dumped heavy snow in Colorado, forcing flight cancellations and shutting down a highway that connects Denver to the Colorado ski resorts. Massive chunks of hail pelted parts of Kansas and Missouri. There were unconfirmed reports of tornadoes. President Biden is coming out in opposition of the planned sale of U.S. steel to Nippon Steel of Japan, saying in a statement, the U.S. needs to maintain strong American steel companies powered by American steelworkers. Former President Donald Trump is back at a federal courthouse in Florida, where a judge will hear arguments on whether to dismiss the criminal charges against him of hoarding classified documents at his Mar-a-Lago estate after he left the White House. Russia says Ukraine has fired more missiles at a border region on the eve of an election favoring Vladimir Putin. This is AP News. A Japanese court ruled denying same-sex marriage is unconstitutional.
However, the ruling is only a partial victory for Japan's LGBTQ+ community. The decision by the Tokyo District Court does not change the current civil union law that describes marriage as between a man and a woman. Plaintiff Miyuki Fuji said although she was happy with the ruling, she was frustrated with the government's lack of action. I still think that we're so far behind other countries, we can't really be compared to them. It feels like Japan is the only country that's not changing. Support for legalizing marriage equality has grown among the Japanese public, but the country's ruling conservative Liberal Democratic Party remains the main opposition to the campaign. Five court decisions have now said Japan's current policy is either unconstitutional or nearly so. However, the rulings at the low-level courts don't affect the existing laws. I'm Karen Chamas.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
If you're an RIA or looking to become one, Schwab Advisor Services is the Watson to your homes. Smart, dependable, always has your back. It's no mystery why they're the number one choice for RIAs who want to be the ultimate solution for their clients. With all the wealth services, technology, and support your firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Follow the clues at schwabvious.com.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.